The family planning demonstration project would funnel $29 million to the state over the next 5 years. It would cover contraceptive services and cervical cancer screens for as many as 47,000 low-income women ages 15 to 44. The problem with the program, according to Representative Glenn Grothman, is that it allows teenagers access to contraceptives without consulting their parents.
Every mom that I've talked to, if she found out the government was running a program in which they would provide family planning service to their 15-year-old daughter, is appalled.
Grothman chairs the legislative committee that voted this week to suspend rules that would implement the program. He says it sends the wrong message to teens. But the director of a family planning health services clinic in Wausau says the program does two things most conservatives should like. Lon Newman says it will reduce abortions by preventing unwanted pregnancies and provide services to women who would otherwise need to use state Badger Care funds.
It saves dollars, it gives access to health care. It's a great program. Everybody wins.
But Grothman says there's clear evidence that easy access to contraceptives will promote promiscuity among teenagers. He wants to place an 18-year-old eligibility limit on women accessing the federal family planning funds. Newman says that may be difficult because the federal funds are covered by civil rights laws that require them to be used confidentially and regardless of age. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.